Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live. We apologize we're a little late, but welcome back. This is the only live stream show on the internet for TSTO. Yes, we're really that crazy. We're really that nuts, but mostly we just like making each other laugh with really stupid jokes. So, speaking of making each other laugh, joining me on the show this week is the one, the only, Super Safi.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
He successfully got our coffee orders right, so this time we're letting him move from intern to co-hosting the show with me. We are missing this week, Wookie and Pat. They both were supposed to be on, but Wookie got called into work, and Pat had a minor family thing come up, so he may pop in, Wookie may pop in, I don't know what's going to go on. Everybody has the link to join us, so I don't quite know what's going to happen, but we'll see. But Safi, how are you doing this week? Everything good?
Everything's going good, yeah. I'm excited to finally be back. Last time I missed the show, it was my softball tournament, end of the year. We played six games in in one weekend, in 2 days. So it was quite fatigued, quite tired, but I'm glad to be back on Addicts Live. It's about a year since I actually did Addicts Live. My first one was last Halloween when the bracket battle, we had the Treehouse of Horror bracket battle.
That's true. We did. We did. It's kind of hard to do that again because you just have one new episode to add. So.
Yeah. Don't expect the bracket but, this Halloween.
Sorry, guys. This should be interesting. This is the first show I've done without Pat. So this should be interesting because Pat's usually my co-pilot for this. So sorry, guys. Now you just get to hear more of my cheesy jokes and less of Pat's crankiness, I guess. And I'm so happy we have... I'm so happy we have Safi joining us this week, too, because Safi has a lot of Simpson knowledge and a very good memory when it comes to things, because I tend to go, huh, what was that from again? So Safi certainly will be able to plug in the gaps. He's done such a great job with the Where Did That Come From's, helping out Walk with those. So it's been a great, great help, great big help. So
No, I was just going to say, it's such a pleasure to do those. Where did they come from? Because, yeah, I'm a huge Simpsons fan, seen every episode, and that's such a staple of this website. So, and to do it for characters like Leon and the Party Posse, and I have another one coming up, too. So, yeah, looking forward to those.
Yeah, and no one screamed, so we're good. Anyway, so, guys, remember that this is meant to be interactive. So ask your questions, share your comments, and let's get to chatting. Take a minute to fill out the poll question below us, right below us. This week we want to know what your favorite holiday in TSTO is. We're approaching the next holiday in TSTO, which is Halloween. So I thought it'd be a good time to figure out what your favorite holiday is, what event you most look forward to. So the question, what's your favorite holiday in TSTO? Your options are Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, and 4th of July. Safi, what's your favorite holiday in TSTO?
I was really thinking long and hard about this because it's really, really tough. But you know what? I really like Valentine's Day in the game from the standpoint that I can really incorporate the items that we get into my Springfield. There are certain items in Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, which are generally a little sometimes more fun to play, that I've had a harder time to incorporate into my Springfield. One of my first events was the Halloween event back in 2013. And I remember I got the circus type of
the
building.
Freak show tent?
Freak show tent, thank you. And I just didn't know what to do. Ended up selling it for in-game cash way back in 2013. I kind of regret doing that. But I just had a harder time incorporating items from those events into the game rather than the Valentine's Day. I put most of my Valentine's Day stuff in Krusty Land, and a lot of the buildings just fit in well nicely with your Springfield, like the flower shop and such.
Yeah, no, Valentine's Day is a good one for buildings. I will say that, because you got Phineas Q from there, you got Howard's Flowers. So I mean, you got a lot of good good buildings from that. So that one's a good one.
Character wise too, I'm happy because I mean we got a lot of our female characters, Shauna, Brandine. I bought them during Valentine's Day. Yeah, Halloween. I mean, the first couple I really really enjoyed. The last two maybe not as much. I'll be honest. But yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, to no one's surprise, my favorite holiday in TSTO is Christmas. I mean, I know that's such a shock for some of you. I know. Whoa. But yeah, no, I love the fact that they get snow in Springfield, and then for part of it, a lot of times the snow will actually fall, which is fun, and you do get a lot of neat buildings. But I agree, there's a lot of events where it's really hard to incorporate the items that you get into your Springfield, like the freak show tent. I had no idea what to do with that. I think it's sitting on my squid port, and I think it's been there since 2013. I really like events where there's ambiance, where they make a change. So the winter event where they have the snow falling, Halloween, sometimes they'll make the screen really creepy and dark and little haze going over it. A lot of times for Thanksgiving, they'll have leaves falling, which is fun. Those are the only three, though, that they really have some ambiance for.
They change the water to green sometimes, right?
That's right. St. Patrick's Day, they have had the water. They did not do it this year. That's probably why I forgot about it. But they have done that in the past.
I've enjoyed. I mean, I've incorporated a little bar next to Moe's as well with some clover leaves outside. I didn't get the leprechauns, though. I haven't got the leprechauns. It seems like every year they add another leprechaun.
They do. There's three now. Well, I guess not every year, but yeah, there's three.
Pretty close to, every year. Easter and 4th of July. What are your thoughts on 4th of July?
I always like 4th of July because we get a new president and that's fun for me. I mean, it's also, I'm American, so I guess it's a little more.
Yeah, that's fun to get your view on it. So initially, like being Canadian, I didn't actually get any of the presidents until this past 4th of July when I found myself in a donut position, if you will, to be able to purchase them all. So I actually bought them all. I enjoyed their quest lines. So I'm kind of looking forward to it now. Previously, I would get Giuseppe and the fireworks and decorations like that that I could kind of incorporate, but I never got the presidents before. So they are interesting characters. I mean, I've always been more of a fan of like the characters that have been in the episodes far more frequently than the presidents, let's say. But yeah, they are a part of the Simpsons landscape. So yeah, I feel like they do have a space in the game. And it's nice to have them there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I'm a fan of them. So, but I was really happy when they had Giuseppe at the 4th of July because I remember watching that episode and I said, this stuff's going to come into our game on 4th of July. And if they don't, they really missed a big opportunity. So I was pretty happy with that. But yeah, the holidays in TSCL are fun. They're more fun events compared to some of the other events we get. Not that the county fair is boring, because the county fair is like fall harvest. So it's the leads into Halloween. Mm-hmm. And we actually do here. We go to the farms here. We go to apple picking. We go pumpkin picking. We do all kinds of stuff in the fall right before Halloween. So that's what it reminds me of. So speaking of county fair, let's get some brief thoughts on the county fair mini update we had in our games that ends Tuesday. It leaves our games Tuesday. So make sure, you know, if you're watching this, make sure you finish up your prize track because that will disappear Tuesday, all the premium items. So if you're thinking about buying Mary or Amber, make sure you pick those up. You still will be able to make corn and wheat afterwards, but just make sure, you know, your friendly reminder to make sure you finish up the county fair event before it leaves our games. So Safi, brief thoughts on the county fair. What's the pros, cons, the good, the bad, the fugly for you?
The overall feedback I have for it, I loved it. It was a great mini event, perfect timing. I mean, yesterday was the first day of fall, like you said, so it was perfect timing for the event. I'm going to kind of break it down to three parts: characters, buildings, decorations. Characters-wise, I mean, like when I did that retrospective of the bracket battle for best most desired character, one of the things that really stood out is none of the females and none of the girls came into our game over the past year. So to get a couple of female characters into the game with this mini event, just a phenomenal job by EA, kind of listening to their readers or players and giving us what we wanted. So that was great from the character's point of view. Buildings. I loved the building that we got and the fact that we can actually build more decorations from it, either cornfields and other types of harvest. I think that's a great way for people to design their towns. I love things like that where you can push out more items. Like Akira for me is on a constant 36-hour task to build prune bonsais. Yeah, I have about over 250 bonsais right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with them all, but
you do it yeah. just because you can, right? Is that what it is?
Exactly. So right now I'm constantly switching between all three crops, going back and forth. I think I got four of each right now. And yeah, hopefully by next October, I'll have a good 200, 300 of each at least. So that's a great building. Decorations wise, I like the decorations as well. Decorations, it's a harder category to please me in because I'm very particular about what decorations I get. But yeah, I some of the decorations will lead to good designs. I think the crops are, in a way, are a decoration. So those are going to be really nice to bring into my town. How about you? What are your thoughts of this event, mini event?
I'm a fan. A solid mini event. There was no arguing. There was no fighting. Nobody complained. The only downside was there was one minor little glitch that happened, the infinite loop bug that everybody got. Well, not everybody, a lot of people got. But honestly, that was the first bug we've had in the game in a while. It used to be you'd have like a big post about something going on for everybody's game, but that was the first widespread one we've had in a while, and EA fixed that real quick. So this was a solid event for me. It was a perfect mini event. It wasn't too short, wasn't too long. You know, I finished it up probably last Thursday, Wednesday, somewhere in there. So I was able to just kind of coast, do some decorating. I ended up redecorating a lot of my Springfield. I moved a lot of stuff. Big news for people who actually look at my Springfield. I moved my entire Christmas area, which was very hard for me because it's been like that for 4 years. But I moved it to a totally different spot, bigger, because, you know, we're going to get more Christmas stuff. But this was great because you got great characters. You got Mary, you got Amber, which was awesome because those are two characters that people have been requesting for a while, especially Mary, and with great, great backstories too. You got a lot of fun buildings that are easy to incorporate into Springfield. There's nothing that's real complicated to incorporate because Cheddar Barrel Farms goes well with other farms we've already gotten in the game. So it was real easy to kind of incorporate it into Springfield, plus the added decorations of the cornfield, the wheat field, the plowed field. Those are nice because I anticipate some of you guys making some really good corn mazes and stuff, and I look forward to seeing them in show off next week. But a good solid event. I'd give this mini event an A. I mean, this was solid. The only reason it doesn't get an A+ is because it had the infinite loop bug, but that kind of went away after a little while, so I don't take it down too much. But good event. I was happy. Couple comments from the readers. Happy Tapper says that hi Sam. Says that loving the county fair, love the tone, love the characters are great. I love the crop pieces. Definitely could fit into some Halloween maze areas. So yeah, I mean, it was a big pull. I mean, I haven't really heard anybody say anything bad about it other than they wanted a break.
Well, I mean, this event, mini event, did give you a chance to get a good break because it really wasn't demanding. Like you said, you finished it last week. We had a lot of comments in that couple hours with the infinite bug loop, but a lot of people said, you know, it didn't affect them because they were already done with the mini event. So it did give us a little bit of a break for those who did tap hard in the beginning. Or even if you took your time, I mean, it wasn't really that demanding of a mini event. So the general feedback that I've been seeing in the comments is that most people were done quite early. So yeah, it's nice to not have such a demanding mini event leading into what might be coming next.
Yeah, no, I agree. And this, like, I say every time there's a mini event after a major event and everybody's like, I just want a break. This is your break. They're never going to let you go a month without anything in the game. So this was your break. This stuff takes, what it take a week for most people? Maybe some people even took 5 days. So this is your break. This is it. So enjoy it. Enjoy the downtime because that's what this is. It could be worse. It could be Family Guy where there is no such thing as even remotely close to anything downtime where you can do any type of design work. If I found the time to design in this update, you can too, because I never have time for it. So this was your break, guys. So I mean, you would rate it pretty high too?
Yeah, I definitely give it an A. I'm trying to think if there's a mini event I'd like better, actually. This is probably my top three mini events. Like, I love Deep Space Homer too. But yeah, it's definitely amongst one of my favorite mini events of all time.
Yeah, I mean, Ebron says, I think the reason everybody likes Halloween is that Halloween events are usually kind of what we expect, Halloween-y stuff. No harvest festivals, no back-to-school events instead of spooky stuff. It may be predictable, but it's the most fun for people. The county fair event was very well done, though, so I'm happy with it. So, yeah, I mean, this was I have a feeling that when we do our blogiversary poll next year, this will be one that everybody votes real high, because I don't think there's anything. The only one better I might be able to say is Valentine's Day when we got Mona, because we got Mona and for free. Mm-hmm. So, well,
yeah.
But all right, let's get into from the county fair and the fall harvest. Let's talk about Halloween, because that's coming next. I think it's been very well documented in the comments and in some posts I've written that I think next we're going to get a season 29 premiere update to episode tie-in. We've always gotten one, so I don't see that this year would be any different for that. So right after that, I think we're going to get that this week, probably get that Tuesday, and then I think we're going to jump right into Halloween the first week of October. I could be wrong. EA could launch Halloween next week. They could do nothing, but season 29 premieres next week. So I would be very surprised if we didn't see an episode tie-in Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So Halloween speculation, Safi, what do you think might come for Halloween 2017? We've had, in the past, we've had zombies for 2012. 2013 was ghosts. 2014 was aliens trying to take over the Springfield. 2015 was the Mythster and the spooky campfire and all that. And 2016 was monsters. So what do you think we might get next? And somebody's at my door. I'm not answering the door. What do you think we might get next?
I don't know who that is. So, I mean, geez, they've kind of covered a lot of the Treehouse of Horror episodes already. They kind of did the movie thing, the monster thing. Really, I'm trying to think of what other items they could do. I mean, there's been so many Treehouse of Horror episodes that they could pull from, but they've kind of pulled a lot from the classics already. I wouldn't be surprised if they brought back Kang and Kodos into the storyline and kind of went again with a Rigelian theme and try to pull from different episodes that they haven't pulled from that are kind of harder to group together, just because a lot of the major groups they've already went into. What are your thoughts? Like, what do you think when it comes?
I don't know. I think we might see some stuff recycled. We may end up seeing zombies again because zombies are big. Zombies have been big for a while. We may end up seeing ghosts again. So I don't know. You know, I know I should be better prepared for that question, but I honestly don't know. I'm always surprised that they find something to do that's different. The monsters last year, the monster battles was totally different, totally out there. And I was like, all right, this is interesting. What else? I mean, there's not much else out there that's like spooky Halloween one. I mean, unless we do vampires, maybe we'll do vampires this year.
That's what I'm saying. Vampires. I mean, they did have Daniel Radcliffe as a vampire in one episode. Yeah, vampires is the worst thing, but they kind of go into the monster theme again. I don't know if they could do a whole event based on monsters. I like the idea of bringing back things, but incorporating like the miscellaneous items from different Treehouse of Horrors that they couldn't bring in previously. Yeah, really major classes, like you said, they've done the zombies, they've done the ghosts, they've done the monsters, they've done the ghouls, they've already done Kang and Kodos aliens in a way. But yeah, there's just so much more, like just weird episodes of the Treehouse of Horrors that they did that they could like kind of incorporate that they haven't done so yet. A lot of cool
skins. I would love, my favorite Treehouse of Horror episodes, and now I can't remember the name of it, is the one where the games come to life. Remember the name of the episode though. That is my favorite. So I would love it if we got like a giant Chutes and Ladders game in Springfield. I'd have nowhere to put it, but I'd love it. I mean, I'm still waiting for the world's biggest toilet. So, I mean, you know, I would be super ecstatic for like the world's biggest Chutes and Ladder game in Springfield. That'd be awesome.
There's been some good episodes of the giant, what's called advertisements coming to life with Paul Anka. Mm-hmm. They've had a few different like, crazy out there Halloweens. The only issue I have with like the giant, I mean, I love the world's giant toilet. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to get that. With like the giant game boards and stuff, some of the buildings and decorations that are really large footprints in our Springfield, they make it really hard to design or to incorporate into your town. That's the only issue I'd have with like a large game board or a large advertisement character type or building. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, there's just so many options.
Yeah, I mean, they have Treehouse of Horror. Halloween is one thing they've always done every year. So they have, you know, 29 episodes, including this year, to pick from. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a big deal. So they definitely...
Three segments. So, I mean, like, we're talking about a good 87 acts that you have to pull from. They have a little going opposite to your large game boards and the large ads. You have the miniature one where Lisa kind of miniaturized that colony using her tooth. I don't know if you remember that. She put her tooth in Coca-Cola or Buzz Cola, excuse me, and had a little colony that had hailed her as their queen. So, I mean, they have a little miniaturized little pod or something like that that kind of like a, not really a crusty land, but yeah, a little different world that we could kind of have for Treehouse of Horror.
I mean, there's a lot they could do. Like, they could incorporate the Movementarians, which I know Wookiee would be happy with. They also could do an X-Files type thing if they want to go back to Aliens. They really could bring in Mulder and Sully and have some fun with that. What?
They already have Uwe Burns, UVO Burns.
Exactly. So, I mean, that might be a fun incorporation. I mean, there's a lot. There's so much that they can do. I mean, to no one's surprise as well, I'm not a big fan of Halloween. You guys all know that. I mean, I had some traumatic experience as a child where I lost all my candy because there was a hole in my bag and I was very sad. And ever since then, I never liked Halloween. Plus, I don't like being scared. So it's hard for me to fully get into it, but I'm always surprised the way that they do Halloween in TSTO. They always find a fun way to do it, but they do need to have some new formats to it. One reader here's some, I'm going to go through some comments here, guys. So please comment, share your thoughts in the comments below. Rob says, I want one thing this Halloween, a new friggin' format. This three-phase and earn craft stuff format, old and boring. Give us back community prizes and a reason to earn them. Yes.
Collecting Cuckoo, like, as a community prize was really fun. The Stonecutters, we always go back to those puzzles, were just great. I mean, if they can incorporate the puzzles like that again, I think that would be phenomenal, where you got to figure out what task to do that day. They should definitely bring that back. That's probably my most desired format from previous events that I'd love to see back in the game. I think that there's just so many different ways that they could try to do this event rather than the three acts, and I think it's about time EA try to switch it up.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I definitely need it. I'm still working. Somebody asked me if Amy asked if I finished the article about the Making TSTO Great Again. I'm working on it. I'm hoping it's going to be up Monday. It should be up Monday. If it's not up Monday, I probably won't have it up at all. No, maybe Tuesday morning. But if I don't finish it, I just might not get it done in time before the next event. And then it's kind of outdated a little bit. But there's a few things that they need to do. And one of them is get rid of this format of three acts crafting. They need to kind of go back to their old ways of doing things because things are getting boring. It's getting repetitive. I mean, I've said it so many times. It's rinse and repeat every event. It's rinse and repeat. Right. And it's not fun for anyone. So hopefully, Halloween's usually when they set the tone for the next year. So hopefully we'll get something new. I don't want to say too much what I'm thinking because I don't want to ruin my post. But if I don't get it up on the next Addicts Live, which will be in October, I will talk about it. Let's see. What else we have? Curious Mark says, well, if we get the usual large event... Ooh.
Hey.
A jungle man's here.
Hi, friends. Oh, sorry. Monorail. Hi, friends. I just wanted to pop in and say I'm really sorry that I can't be here. Work called me in early. And as you can see, the mouse calls and Joe the Wookiee Riot answers. So I really wanted to say sorry. You're in the tender hands of wonderful Super Safi and Alyssa the Amazing. You'll have a great time. I really like the current event. I think it's fun. Merry WrestleMania, Buckler. Hell yeah. And I'll give more thoughts later. Listen to the podcast. I'm sure I'll talk about it.
And Movementarians for Halloween.
Yes. And there's no Scientologists here, so Dave.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Wookie.
Yeah, I got to go before I get in trouble. I'm not supposed to do this.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Fortunately, there's no proof of him doing this, right, on the internet or anything like that.
No proof at all. No proof. But Wookie, who's Wookie? He wasn't here. What are you talking about?
Nope.
There was no Jungle Man here, although I'm a little sad because it looked like he was on the Jungle Cruise today.
Yeah, it looked like it.
I was supposed to get to have a Wookiee tour of the Jungle Cruise when we were out there, and they switched his ride. They made him work with Big Thunder instead, and I was very disappointed. So, anyway, back to what I was saying. Curious Mark says, well, if we get the usual large event, it should be around 30-day range. I have a feeling this event will go live in the next 2 weeks, but there's also a hint that there will be a mini Thanksgiving event, which would make sense to drop after Halloween is over. Right now, I'm really careful sending kids in my Springfield on long tasks, since it's the kids who usually start the Halloween event. EA usually does a good job with with Halloween. That's one thing I noticed last year. There was no trick-or-treating. Ever since they put the nightmare pile out, no one could trick-or-treat anymore. It's very not fun.
No.
Not fun at all. Happy Tapper says, I really hope for some Angelique Button / Harry Potter THOH event, because I've never been a massive Halloween fan, but anything Harry Potter themed would blow me away. He's got one little, he also says, also, wasn't there a magic themed sentence in the takedown description teaser? I don't know. I don't remember. Let me look. This is riveting TV, I know, guys. But I'll look. Let me look at the what do you think about a magic event idea, Safi?
A magic event sounds really good. Harry Potter, like you said, or the Angelique world, I don't think they've actually done too much into that. And it's been such a huge part of the show. I have a pretty funny story with that. For those who haven't read Harry Potter, spoiler warning. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler.
I was reading the Harry Potter books. One of my friends got me into them. I read the first book and I was like, oh, this is for kids. Read chapter 1 and 2, read chapters 5, 6. This is for kids, chapter 10, 11. And then I get to the part where it actually finds out it's not Snape. And I have, like, my mind was blown and I got hooked. So anyways, when the 6th book came out, I was out of the country at the time and I didn't have access to the book. So I was kind of behind when the book came out. So I started reading the book finally. And that very same weekend when I started the book, they had the Simpsons episode where the Dumbledore character dies, and it spoiled the book for me because I knew if Simpsons did it, it must be in the book. And then, like, about 3 days later, I read it in the book, and I was like, darn it. So, yeah.
Oh, man. So the Simpsons ruined it for you. So the Simpsons were your spoiler.
For Harry Potter, yeah. Can you believe that?
Oh, man. That's...
Yeah, but there's just so much that they've done with their version of Harry Potter that they could definitely incorporate a whole Halloween to it and bring in a few nice
absolutely.
Characters, decorations. Wizards. Yeah, they haven't really done wizards for Halloween. That's a good point.
Well, it does say, I pulled up the description in the app, so I don't know if you can actually see it. Somewhere in there. I pulled up the description and it says, Springfield's Festival of Music has ended and all that's left is the tedious hours of cleanup. Just kidding. Video games have no consequences. It's time to hang up those mics and return your town folk back to their normal lives. But what's next for your Springfield? Magical maladies and mayhem, a fried food fest, a clash of colliding colors, an all town alliteration altercation. Ooh, that was a tongue twister. it's possible we might see something Harry Potter. That might be interesting for Halloween. I don't know. I don't know if that 100% fits into... Now I lost my comment post. Sorry, guys. I don't know if that 100% fits into Halloween, I guess, because it's not... They do tend to try to stay like Treehouse of Horror stuff for Halloween. But they could be next. Or it could just be in there to throw Sam off because... EA knows how much he really wants a Harry Potter event, so EA totally could just be
just
throwing him off the scent. Yeah.
It could also be, kind of like with the prehistoric event, or the time-traveling toaster, excuse me, where they had totally three completely separate acts. They might, they could also do something like that, where one of the acts is magic, one of them is in a Treehouse of Horror episode that doesn't really fit into anything, And the third act is another Treehouse of Horror episode that doesn't fit into anything.
That would be interesting because then it's totally different. It's the same format, but totally different because you've got a different
I think that's a good way of like keeping it somewhat fresh. I mean, the format would be unfortunately the old three act format, but having three different completely storylines might give for a bit of a fresh view in a way every 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Another idea, Ebron says, pod people would be fun for Halloween. Pods growing all over the town and taking over characters and replace them with crazy versions. That would be funny because we've had, in the past, we've had Springfield characters turning into zombies. That was the first Treehouse of Horror. They got bit and they turned into zombies. 2012 was a really good year for Treehouse of Horror. Then we had 2013, they were possessed by ghosts, which was fun. Then they were flying around. There's a post on the site. You can see all the images for the ghost ones. Those were fun. But it might be fun if there's like a pod version of everybody where they just turn into some creepy version of themselves.
It could be fun from a neighbor standpoint too, where neighbor actions, you have to tap on your neighbor's character in a pod to kind of release them and bring them back to their normal skin. Or have like a little type of it. It's fun when you have neighbor actions that are consequential to your neighbors rather than, you know, you just tap and collect money. But when you do something like dropping gifts in neighbors' towns for Christmas, for example, when you have things where what you do to your neighbors affects them, I really like that type of event because really neighbors and the community that we built, it's like the foundation of this website at least, and it's a huge part of the game, so it'd be nice to incorporate that.
That's it. Neighbors have always been a critical part of TSTO, unlike other games where neighbors don't really matter. You know, you can have a neighbor, you don't, I mean, I think the new Futurama game, you can't even add neighbors to that game. So a lot of games, you know, you have a neighbor and it's just, oh, let me tap here and collect some money and that's it. But in TSTO, it's always been an integral part. So yeah, they really need to do something to bring neighbor actions back. They did try a little bit with Homer Palooza.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the same. The timer limit and everything. I think something like the gifts, that's a good start. Even back in 2012, Halloween, you could TP and egg your neighbor's house, which was fun. And then they cleared it to collect event currency. So, I mean, that's fun stuff. And just a real quick aside, for anybody asking questions, the questions are going to be at the end of the show. So I promise we're going to get to all the questions. I know a couple of you have asked some questions, and you're probably wondering, why haven't you taken my question yet? And we do a Q&A at the end of the show with all your questions about anything and everything. So, they really do need to bring neighbors back. So speaking of community, that's how I got to that that segue there. And I do know how to spell segue, despite my typo in another post. I do apologize for that.
I think we'll excuse you for a typo. I know it's not everybody many things does, going but... on.
Let's talk a little bit about the past, because sometimes you have to talk about the past to see how you can move forward as well. So Treehouse of Horror Halloween events in the past. Now, I know you didn't play in 2012, Safi, but I know some of our readers did. So if you guys played, share your thoughts in the comments as well with what how would you rank the Treehouse of Horror and I apparently say horror funny too, Treehouse of Horror events in TSTO. You know, in 2012, like I mentioned, in 2012, we had zombies. That was the theme. It was a zombie theme. We also had a little bit of the Mayans because that was the year the world was supposed to end. And that was the year you could egg your neighbors and TP your neighbors, which is sometimes why before Jessica Lovejoy joined our game, people would randomly see TP or toilet paper and eggs in their game because that was from Halloween. It was a leftover graphic glitch. In 2013, we had ghosts and goo, and that was the first instance of community prizes. In 2014, we had the aliens, and that was also the first introduction of crafting an axe. In 2015, we had spooky campfire and nightmares. And in 2016, we had the monster movie, the monster battles, and the mag prizes. So how would you rank those, Safi?
Well, for me, 2013, it was my first major event. So, I mean, it's really hard to compare to that. But just in general, the community prizes, the goo, the gremlins. It just had a bit of everything. So I really, really enjoyed it. Again, it was, like I said, the first event that I could really participate in. I did miss the last 2 weeks of it, unfortunately. I guess fortunately, it was my sister's wedding, so a destination wedding, so I didn't have internet access. So I didn't get all the prizes, but it was really my first major event. I loved how it brought neighbors into the fold. That's where I actually started adding neighbors into the game from this website, was during the October 2013 Halloween event. So that's by far my favorite. After that, I would probably have to go with, maybe last year with the movie, the monster movie. I really enjoyed the monster battles and the mag prizes. Again, Halloween is not one of my favorite events, so I mean, it's odd that you and I are the ones doing the Halloween episode. After that, I would probably go with 2014, the Ride Jillians. And crafting an axe, that was new. Anytime they add something fresh to the game, it always has a little bit of a special value to me. The one that I liked the least was Spooky Campfire. Again, I'm not voting on 2012 because I didn't participate in it. The Spooky Campfire, it just felt really redundant. I keep sending kids to the campfire over and over and over. Trying to figure out, you know, which kid to send. I mean, it really wasn't... I shouldn't say it didn't really require a lot of thought. It was just kind of like they would tell you which character to send. Oh, you need eggs, then you got to send this person. Oh, you need snakes, you got to send this person, etc. So that was my least favorite, I would say, of all the Halloween episodes. How about you?
So I would go 13, 12, yeah. 14, 16, and 15. So I would go 13 because that was the first year they did community prizes, and then the characters could become possessed by ghosts, which was a really fun addition. That's my favorite. Then it was 12 because 12 had some really fun, despite all the glitches and the problems, 12 had some really fun ideas as far as neighbor interactions, and the characters turned into zombies, which was fun. And then 14, because that was like you said, to do something fresh, they do something new. Plus the alien theme was fun. It was just a fun, they had some fun prizes. And crafting was not the way that it is now. So it was a little bit more of a challenge, which was fun. 16, because the monster battles stand out to me. Those were fun, especially some of those animations. Anytime they add an animation to something that's not part of something else, I like it a lot. So like I liked with Homer Palooza where they added the jam session animations. Visual. Anytime they add something visual, like those battles or things, it's fun. Whether it's minor or not, like it's a little tiny change or not, it's fun. So, and then 15, I think they greatly missed the mark with 15. Although the Spooky Campfire is still in my town, but most of the other stuff is in inventory. Mm-hmm. So 15, they definitely missed the mark, I think.
I think 15 was probably... for most people, the least favorite, I think. I don't know if any of the comments are talking about their favorite or least favorite. But yeah, from friends who play the game in real life, yeah. I know 15 is one of the least favorite for most people.
Yeah. I mean, I was 9 months pregnant when 15 hit. So most things around there made me pretty miserable. So, but 15 was bad. I mean, from what I remember, 15 was bad. Joffy says, just hoping I have the chance to incorporate the useless 60 donut freak show tent into the Halloween event. So Joffy had to pay for that freak show tent. So it's probably more painful for him to put that in inventory than it was for you, Safi.
Yeah. I was probably in cash, so I was selling items like the freak show tent. And yeah, I really regret it. I mean, if you could go back and play the game now, knowing what you know now, I mean, I'm sure there's so many things that you would do differently. Selling the freak show tent was one of my regrets.
All right, so let's talk about real quick. Season 29 hits. It's the next Sunday, so week and a day from today, depending on when you watch this. But it's Sunday, September, or is it October already? It might be October 1st. I'm very bad with dates, guys. I should have been
October 1st. Yeah.
October 1st. All right. So season 29 premieres, and it's not a Halloween episode, which I originally thought it was a Treehouse of Horror episode. I don't know why. But it premieres. So, I mean, let's talk about 29 episodes or 29 seasons of a show is intense. I mean, that's a lot of Simpsons. It's a lot of yellow people. Oh, you know, it's funny too, Safi, because my show notes have 10-1 on here. I would have to read my own notes, guys. It's unbelievable. You know, I do think we're going to get an episode tie-in. You know, I mean, do you kind of agree with that, Safi? You think we'll get one?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think they've had a tie-in for every season the past few years, at least since I've been playing. I mean, the show and the game go kind of hand in hand. They kind of help each other out. The Simpsons, the episodes in the past couple seasons, they have had somewhat of a reference to Tapped Out at times, with Homer playing a game where he's constantly tapping. Likewise, the show, the game, excuse me, will often have episode tie-ins. So marking the start of the season, I think that's something that the game has to do for good advertising and for the mutual benefit of both the show and the game. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they had one. I would be extremely surprised if they didn't, actually. Yeah, I do expect to see one in the coming weeks.
I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see if I can find a episode description of the first one. The Surfsons is the episode. The Surfsons is the episode. It's the season 29 premiere. It airs 10-1. I'm just trying to see if I can find an episode synopsis so I can kind of speculate on what we might get in the game. I should have done better prep work. I'm sorry, guys. It's been...
Well, in the meantime, I can tell you that what I do know is that for Game of Thrones fans, which I know from like my comments on Addicts Open Thread, there are quite a few of you, that Sir Jaime Lannister is actually going to be a guest star in the season premiere. Nikolai, I forget his name, Coster. yeah, he's going to be, Sir Jaime Lannister is going to be making a guest appearance in the season premiere. So looking forward to that. It's always nice when they have like guest stars. I think that's been a staple of The Simpsons since the early days. Kind of what made them famous. I mean, both you and I, we share the same favorite episode, Homer at the Bat. And like all the baseball players that they brought in for guest voices was just a great part of that episode. So yeah,
such a great episode. That's my favorite.
So I'm looking forward to all the characters or people that they're going to bring in this season. I've heard recently that Ed Sheeran's going to be on this season as well. Yeah, they got some pretty big names coming up this year. Martin Short's supposed to be coming. Looking
forward. It's going to be a big season. You know, season 29. There's a lot of speculation that season 30 will be the last season, which. I don't know. It may be. It may not be. We never know. There's been a lot of speculation. There was a lot of speculation that season 25 would have been the last season. So I feel like there's always a lot of speculation and not enough confirmation. But the synopsis for The Surfsons, the first episode, is in a magical medieval world, Marge's mother is turned into an ice walker, and the only way for Homer to afford the cure is to force Lisa to use illegal magic. When the king discovers this, he kidnaps Lisa, and Homer must lead a feudal uprising to save her. So it sounds like it's a non-canon episode. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling we're going to end up getting a lot of returning Clash of Clones stuff in the stores. Cause that just seems like that would fit in quite well. But as far as new stuff, I mean, we'll get a new skin for Lisa or for Homer or something like that. I mean, that's set honestly, now that I just read that, Sam, I think that might be the magical speculation in the
in that spoiler teaser
in the app store description, because it makes sense. It is a of course I got rid of it. It is a magical type of episode. They always do a season premiere tie-in, so it kind of makes sense to me, because as cool as a Harry Potter type event would be, I don't know that it works for Halloween. So this actually makes more sense, because it's a magical, like Lisa has to use illegal magic and stuff to save Marge's mother. So I do think that that's the magic speculation. Sorry, guys. I hate to burst any potheads' bubble. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, yeah, after you're reading your description, yeah, I agree. I think that's what they're probably referring to as far as the magic. So sorry, Sam. But yeah, it's going to be... And looking back at season 28, I'm really excited for season 29, because in my opinion, season 28 was one of the best seasons in the last 10 years. So
There were
several episodes that were phenomenal. So anyone who said The Simpsons went away, they're back. Personally, I never thought they left. They did have some seasons that were definitely not as good as seasons 3 to 10. But yeah, last season was one of the better seasons in probably the past decade.
There were some rough episodes in some seasons. I mean, you watch them now and you're just like, oh, this is kind of hard to watch. It's not awful to watch. It's not. I mean, I know that, and we talked about this in our Blogiversary Q&A, Wookiee really, really, really hates Every Man's Dream. Like, he thinks that was the worst episode ever of The Simpsons. So right. There were some rough episodes. But Simpsons are going to do what Simpsons do best, and that's parody and push the line and push the envelope in only the way that our favorite yellow family can. Sandra adds, yay, Elisa episode. So yes, Elisa centered episode. And Ebron adds, yay. They both were into the yay. So apparently this is a good update or good episode.
Premiere. Yeah.
Ebron says, yay, Ice Walkers, Lannisters. Sorry, guys, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm not into medieval magic type stuff, so I don't know half of this references, which shouldn't surprise anyone. I mean, by now. You know, I like, the season 3 of Fuller House came out yesterday. That's like my speed.
Okay.
I heard that they're going to come out with a new season of The Office. That's also my speed. So I like my cheesy comedies. That's why I make so many cheesy jokes.
Well, yeah, I like sitcoms too. I'm looking forward to the season premieres of Big Bang Theory, Modern Family. And
yeah, exactly.
Like, and I like my
Big Bang, I think, is this week. J. Carguth, I hope I said that right. A premium skin for Marge's mom would be great as an episode tie-in prize. If it's a prize, it wouldn't be premium. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, but it would be fun if you got that a premium skin for Marge's mom. But if it's a prize, I don't think it'll be premium. Very, very unlikely, unless a year from now they bring it back as a premium item, then it might change. But for now, if that's the prize, it won't be premium.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Marge's mom, Jackie, already a premium character?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, so, she's already a premium character.
I guess it would technically be the same.
Sorry?
I said, I guess technically it will be a premium.
Premium skin. It would be a premium. I don't expect it to be like a double premium, like, Gold Suit Burns, but yeah.
But that also being said, I don't think we'll see the skin because I forgot she was a premium character, and because of that, we probably won't see it as a skin. You're more likely to get a skin for Marge, Lisa, or Homer than Jackie Bouvier. So yeah, that's my 2 cents anyway. My 5 years of playing this game, what I've seen. All right, Saf, let's wrap up the poll. Because we're actually doing okay. There's two of us and we're doing okay on time. So let's wrap up the poll question, which was, what's your favorite holiday in TSDO? Both Safi and I had differing opinions. Christmas, Halloween is not a favorite for either one of us. Mine was Halloween. Safi, not Halloween. Wow. Mine was Christmas.
Mine was Valentine's
Day. Safi's is Valentine's Day. So you guys, 71% said Halloween.
Okay.
Is your favorite? 25% said Christmas. 1% is tied for both Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. And then less than 1% is Thanksgiving, 4th of July. Nobody likes Easter. You guys are all still really bitter about Easter 2014. So just a couple final comments. A couple final comments on the poll. Happy Tapper says, I just love Christmas. Definitely my favorite part of TSTO. Love seeing the snow and the overall tone of these events, except for 2016, which I strongly didn't like. I don't like the word hate. Sam, you were not alone. There are a lot of people. And we will talk about Christmas and what's to come in November, our November episode, probably just before Thanksgiving. We'll talk about it because Thanksgiving in the U.S. Sorry, I know Canada Thanksgiving is next month. About it because it's intense. We need to have the dialogue. We all need to heal from Christmas winter 2016 before we can move on to 2017. So we'll have a nice big therapy session, a nice big Addicts Life therapy session. Sandra says, I picked Valentine's Day too, because it includes women. You stole my comment she said tapping, but I'm sure typing, same difference at Safi. And Jungle Fett says, Halloween events are usually the most fun, but I really love the look of snow in Springfield and snow in general, so I had to vote Christmas. All right, let's do a couple Q&As. We got a few questions, and then we'll wrap up and let everybody enjoy their Saturday. Amy says, Amy's the one who asked about the Make TSTO Great Again post, which I said hopefully Monday, if not Tuesday morning. Otherwise, I will talk about it on at the next Addicts Live. She wants to know how the homemade pizzas came out last night. For those of you who follow me on Instagram, we made homemade pizza last night because it was Friday and Riley finally got the help. She had got a kick out of it, so they were good. They were delicious. And so thank you for asking. And Amy also wants to know, do any of you think we will see a new update this week? And if so, what do you think it will be? Well, we kind of talked about that, right, Saf? We said we think we'll get an episode tie-in.
Yeah, I agree. I think your outline of dates-wise, I think it fits. I think this event will end Tuesday. We'll have an episode tie-in leading to next week's episode. And then after that, we'll follow that with Halloween. I think that seems like a pretty, good course of action for EA.
And while I know I'm not perfect, and I don't ever pretend to be, I've been doing this a long time, so I've kind of got a good handle on EA cycle, although they do like to mess with me a lot and change things up. But I do think that's what we'll see. I think next week we'll see episode tie-in, and the week after we'll see Halloween. And I'm kind of hoping that because the week after is the next Addicts Live. So hopefully we have Halloween to talk about. Sandra asks, lately we've had buildings and decorations that make stuff, wheat fields, pride crosswalks, etc. What other buildings / decos would you like to see make stuff, and what should they make? Saf, you want to start with that?
I'm assuming this is going to be like new buildings that could be coming into our game and making things. I don't know exactly what building would come in, but yeah, having things that build things like the crosswalk, having things that build fences, decoration items that could be built. Let's see what else. I mean, having something that produces trees, like a lumber mill or something.
Well, I got a good one. I would love it if the airport made more runway tiles because I need more runway tiles. So I think it'd be great if the airport or one of the hangars produced more runway tiles because it'd be nice to have.
Yeah, runway tiles is something that we could definitely use. A new type of street or something would be nice as well, or land. Have something that can have permanent snow type of an area, or have a beach type area. I think those would be nice as well.
The other thing that would be fun too is if, like the one of, totally lost my train of thought, guys. Wow. I just totally blanked out halfway through my sentence. I'm getting old. Wow. No, one of the factories should make like apple trees or orange trees, or even if like the ice castle made more ice, that'd be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The little things like that.
Yeah, make more decor. That's kind of what I like with the excavation site. I still play the excavation site every day. It's just because the rewards that you're getting, the more castle pieces and such, more more stone cutter walls, those type of prizes that you get more of, I really enjoy those. Likewise with the tortoise game, sometimes you get some prizes there. So yeah, definitely it would be nice to have buildings or little contest type games that give us more returning items or even new items.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One thing I would love to have more of is cane fields. So it'd be cool if like Cletus's farm made more cane fields. That'd be neat.
Well, the first game gives it to me about maybe one a week. So you just be playing it regularly. But yeah, it'd be nice if we could produce more of them.
All right, and finally, Russian Tigger asks, all of a sudden there's a ton of questions that just popped up. All right, Russian Tigger asks, okay, time to make you guys think. You're going to be offline for a month, and I mean completely. No Wi-Fi, no cellular, completely in the technology wilderness. Scary, huh? So here's my question related to that awful scenario. What would each of you trust with, or who would each of you trust with, writing your posts, looking after your Springfield? And you can't choose each other as your answer. So I'm guessing you can't have other addicts do it. So Russian Tigger, I would have you do both.
Oh, wow. Okay. For taking care of my Springfield, Okay, I was going to pick Alyssa for both, by the way. But let's see. For taking care of my post, I would go with probably Topbox because he did such a great job, or she did, I'm not sure. They did such a great job on their throwbacks. So I would go with Topbox. And then taking care of my Springfield, I have so many neighbors that do such great designs. But I'd probably go with Brit J. I love her designs in the show-offs. Yeah, so I think she could really fix up my town, especially the area to the north where I've just kind of dumped everything from the past year. Yeah, I would go with Topbox for the post and Brit J for the designs.
There you go. All right, and let's see. Ellie adds, we need paths and curved pieces for roads and cobblestone tiles. Yes, that would be nice if we had curved sections. Oh, and Ebron says, an ice rink that builds ice tiles. That'd be fun too. And
I got one. I would want a building that can switch monorail pieces. That is my number one desire.
That would be a good one. But yeah. I took advantage of that glitch that happened, like the replicating glitch that was in the store like a year or two ago. I forget when it was. But I have a lot of straight
track pieces.
So
yeah, I missed out on that glitch too. Like
I should have done it. I should have used it to make more cane fields, but I used it to make more straight track of monorail. And I still have like 200 in my inventory.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm lacking.
And J. Cargith says, I have thought for a while they could extend friendship points for neighbor visits by giving free land tiles for visits. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. And Sandra comments back about my airport tiles or my runway tiles that the problem is that you can't put planes on them, which is super frustrating. Yes. That is frustrating. And Charles, wow, this is like a popular question. Charles adds pyramids to produce sand. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's going to wrap up our show for this week, the last show of September. We will be back October 7th, which is 2 weeks. We should have at least Patrick, maybe Wookie, and hopefully Safi will be back. I appreciate you co-hosting this with me this week. I know you're not used to having a talk as much as you did this week.
Yeah, but it was fun, actually. I really enjoyed it. October 7th, actually, I'll tell you a little bit later. I'll let everyone know I won't be able to attend October 7th, but hopefully I'll be back after that one. But yeah, it was fun. I'm looking forward to the next couple of things. Halloween, like I said, not one of my favorites, but I'm hoping that, yeah, well, we get something that I can really incorporate into my Springfield. There's been so many great Treehouse of Horror episodes that I'd love to see brought into the game, so let's hope that those make an appearance. But yeah, looking forward to season 29 of the best show ever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And well, I'm also working on getting a special guest for an October show. I haven't decided which show yet, so guys, stay tuned for that. It'll be a fun guest from the world of TSTO Online. Like I said, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Hopefully, everything works out for Wook and Patrick with their sudden change of plans the last couple of days. We did miss them. And one more thing I want to add, we are going to start putting this show as a podcast that you guys can download and listen to, you know, when you're driving or whatever, because I know some of you have requested that in our Blogiversary poll. So I am working on that. Hopefully it'll be up. It's this show. It's just going to be in podcast format. So it's just the audio, no visual, which might make some of the stuff fun to listen to. But we're going to do that. We're working on that. So look for that in the next week or so. Hopefully before the next Addicts Live, that'll be good to go. For those of you who have a hard time watching an hour online each Saturday or shortly after. So, but that's it from us, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for
one last thing. I just want to bring up Scientology. All right, thank you.
Of course, we can't have a episode without Scientology.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. And we will see you on the next show in 2 weeks. Have a good Saturday, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.